So to the UK now, and with the London's Olympics on everybody's mind in the UK and security a huge issue for the development of those games, and appropriately, I suppose, for the nation that gave us George Orwell and Big Brother, there's news that the British government is actually looking towards a plan that would give the government access to all personal emails, all texts and phone calls. The proposal would allow the intelligence agency GCHQ to monitor calls, emails, texts, and website searches of literally everyone inside the UK's border. The argument for having such power is, of course, security, fighting terrorism, the typical arguments. Robert Schifrin is an IT consultant in England. Robert, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
How is this capability even possible? Is there something special about the UK and its sort of electronic infrastructure?
I don't think there's anything special. I think it's the sort of thing that most major Western countries have nowadays. You've probably heard in the UK of MI5 and MI6 and things that appear on spooks on the TV. GCHQ is the government communication headquarters. It's the monitoring station. It's an enormous building in the south of England that monitors UK and international traffic, email, phone, text messages, absolutely everything. And it's been doing that for a while. And It's not going to be the case that this sort of thing hasn't been going on, that the monitoring hasn't been going on before. The trouble's always been that intercept evidence has never been admissible as evidence in court because the intelligence agencies don't want to say what they do and don't monitor because that would give the game away. So I suspect that what this bill is aimed at doing is not so much allowing agencies to do anything, it's legitimizing it so that the evidence can be used to in court cases and also to investigate further.
So, Robert Schifrin, you're suggesting that the NSA, which is roughly the equivalent of the GCHQ in the United States, is already doing this. And we've already had our problem with the warrantless wiretaps and that sort of evidence making its way to the White House and to the federal government. What is the warrant trigger in the UK that the government wants suspended?
The problem here is in the UK is that any intercept evidence is simply not admissible in court. So if I speak on the phone to a colleague and say, let's go and send a bomb to 10 Downing Street, the prosecution in court cannot say the reason we know he's going to send this bomb is because we heard him say it on the phone. They can't do that, even if they have a warrant to do it. If they have a warrant to do it, they generally can. But if it's just intercepted in other ways by GCHQ and by intelligence agencies, it's not. It's always been difficult. Some parts of the intelligence agencies do want to make it admissible in court. Some don't, because if you start to make it admissible and if you start to do more of this monitoring, then what the criminals will do is they will know which systems are monitored and which ones aren't. And if it turns out in court and if it becomes documented that SMS, cell phone, text messages are harder to intercept than emails, then the criminals and the pornographers and the terrorists and anybody who simply doesn't want to be found will use that system rather than the other one. So it's a very difficult thing to do, and it obviously does lead to an awful lot of privacy issues. What the government tends to say and what other people tend to say is that if you've got nothing to hide, then it doesn't really matter. But it is a very big privacy issue, and all over the world, people don't want their internet browsing habits to be public.
And the Cameron government, tempted by this proposal to allow GCHQ to monitor the calls, emails, texts, and website searches of everyone and possibly use it as evidence without a warrant. Robert Schifrin, an IT consultant in England. Thanks so much.
Thank you.